We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Pei on the Beit Hayayin edition and page Kuf Chaf Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. And now we're going to discuss the concept of sacrifices. Why do we have sacrifices? The Ramban Nachmanides in this letter is showing us the encompassing nature of the Torah, how Torah enlightens us on many fronts. The Torah enlightens us, it informed us of something hidden that one could not derive on one's own if one were trying to extrapolate it logically. And yet there is great benefit from following this course of the Torah. And that's the idea of sacrifices. Because at first glance, you think about sacrifices, and it seems very difficult. As we will still learn, Bezrachem the Kuzri. You guys want Kuzri? You see, we got Kuzri in here this morning. Okay, so as the Kuzri writes, the Kuzri tells him, you know what I really have to ask you now is something that seems totally in contradiction with logic. And that is, why do you bring sacrifices? God needs food. So the Kuzari comes and asks that question. Now, if you look through the Tanakh, there are explicit verses that indicate that Hashem doesn't need any benefit from our sacrifices. Kmo shkatuv, as the verse in Psalms and Tehillim says, Lo azvachecha ochrichecha velotecha negdi tamid. God says, I'm not going to rebuke you because you're not bringing me sacrifices. I'm not going to rebuke you because you're not continuously offering me sacrifices. That's not my interest. V'chtiv, another verse in Psalm says, Lokach mi beit chapal, mi michlotecha atudim. I'm not going to take from your house your cow. I'm not interested in your fine animals. Im erav lo omar lach, ki li tevel umloa. The verse says, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to tell you, God says, I own the world. I don't need you. V'chtuv, and the verse says, Ha'ochal besar abirim v'dam atudim eshte. Do you really think I eat the meat of the big fat animals? Do you think I drink their blood? The verse says in Psalms, Bier ki hu eino lokeach v'lo yochal abasar. The verse explicitly says, God's not taking the sacrifice, he's not eating the meat. V'lo yishte dam apar v'atudim, he's not drinking the blood. V'ein lo toelet v'anabem, he doesn't derive any benefit from the sacrifices we bring. V'amar shim hayah lo anabem, ki adam ra'ev rotze lasbi anafsho, yachol yikach b'lo reshut. And Hashem says, if he really enjoyed it, so then, if he were hungry like a human being, so then he could just take what he wanted. He doesn't need us. Ki lo tevel umloa. Because he owns the world. Umi kol makom, kivan she'en bakorbanot hana'a v'toelet elyonit, ma'ita kavana behem. Nonetheless, we have to understand. So, okay, God doesn't need them. So then why are we commanded to perform them? If he is not benefiting from them. Shematzinu bekorban la'adam hasheni ba'olam. Because we find that the second person in the world already brings a sacrifice. Hevel We find Hevel, Abel, also brings a sacrifice, right? Even the verse says, Ve'ish Hashem el Hevel v'minchato. You see, Hashem offers him benefit because he brings a sacrifice. So you see, once man is walking on the planet, the Torah tells us he's already sacrificing. And our sages even have a tradition that Adam brought a sacrifice. From the verse in Tehillim that describes an ox that's created from his horns to his hoof. So our sages said, what's that? That's the ox that was created in creation. That the ox goes, Hashem creates him, so to speak, he paints him out, or he creates him from the horn down to his hoof. Every other ox isn't created from the horn to the hoof. That's not the way the embryonic development takes place. But the ox that Hashem created at creation, the first ox, that was created that way. And that's why our sages say, Hashem says, your sacrifices, your prayers before me are better than that ox that was created from horn to hoof. From here, our sages had an understanding that that first ox was offered by Adam. The Noach ekriv korban, we see Noah offered a sacrifice. V'katuv bo v'yarach Hashem et reach hanichorach. It says Hashem smelled the beautiful smell. V'avam mitzak v'yakov kirvu korbanot v'nu mizbechot. We see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob brought sacrifices. K'mosh katuv b'Torah, as it says in the Torah. You see, the tradition of service of Hashem continuously has sacrifices till you have the receipt of the Torah. The Torah says, good idea, bring sacrifices. And if you want to know where the Torah gives the greatest details, it's in the book of Vayikra with regards to the laws of sacrifices. So why? He's building up to the question. ולא שרתה שכינה במשכן אלא על ידי הקורבנות. Hashem's presence only appeared in the Mishkan when we brought sacrifices, כמו שכתוב, as the verse says, ויורד מעשות תחתת ועולה והשלמים ויבוא משה ואהרון לעול מועד. So he quotes this whole long verse that says, they brought a sacrifice, a sacrifice, Hashem appeared, a fire came out from Hashem, consumed the sacrifice, and everyone saw Hashem appeared, and Hashem was within the temple, within the Mishkan, the tabernacle. ואז שאלת השכינה שהיה זה ביום השמיני, then Hashem settles in the tabernacle. ומכאן ואילך כתיב לא יכול משה לבוא לעול מועד, כי שכן לבענן. Only there does it say Moshe couldn't enter because God's presence was there, וכן מפורש בתורת כהנים. That's also what it says over there in the Medrash. And we will see, he will also say the temple was there, and in the temple it all happened through sacrifices, and the third temple is going to be through sacrifices. So what's the big idea in sacrifices? And that's where we'll pick up Bizanchim next week.